Welcome back to Convos with Compo. I'm the Dominant Dingers coach alongside the Backyard Bombers coach, and we're just here to talk with today. Boys, obviously it's the off season. We know the Backyard Bombers have come out with the win. Just Tarni, your thoughts on that. You are the coach.
Yeah, happy with the way we performed during the season, and just looking to be prepared for the next season.
Yeah, totally. So going into the offseason, what are you looking for with the, I think, second and sixth pick? You actually came out pretty well with that.
Yeah, we're lucky to have the second pick. Looking for a good pitcher. And then on our second pick is going to be a little risky, but we're hoping the player will perform.
Yeah, so we obviously have our two guests today, the Compo Cougars coach and the Sons of Pitchers coach. What's up, boys? What's up?
Nothing really, just really been working in the offseason, trying to get back. You know, we came in fourth place last year, hoping to bounce back with the first pick and get a World Series title for the third time.
Yeah, dive into that. What have you been doing training-wise in the offseason?
Oh, I'm just really, like, pens, like, every single day. Yeah. I got my T-work set up in my brother's room. You know, I've just been sneaking in there, taking tees. He doesn't really know, but we're not going to go in depth on that. You know, I've been running sprints, you know, all that I know my two draft picks already. I've been working with them. I got my boys Pablo and Angel really working with them and hope to bounce back and get a World Series title for a third time.
No, I used to have Angel in my facility over the Dominant Diggers, but we actually let him go. His contract was up. He was asking for a little too much, but I guess you were willing to pay that to get some development with your players. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and the Sons of Pitchers, we've won titles before, so we have that money, and I don't think the Dominant Diggers really do.
Yeah, totally. Cougars, how you doing?
We're doing good. Just trying to take each day, one day at a time. Off-season, more mental things, because we have the talent we have, what we need to win games. We just need not to choke games late third.
Sorry, guys, just cut in. That is cap. You guys don't really have the talent right now, but I think going into the next draft, you will have the talent. Yeah, you have the picks to become the talent.
We have the picks we need for the talent that I need to win some games. Mm-hmm. We were up a lot in the games. I'm watching some film. Just that's what I've been mentally doing. You know, this offseason has been more of a mental season where I can just watch film, see what I have to improve on. Just throwing pen after pen each day. Just been hitting the gym, working out, making sure I'm ready for the next season. Looking at the problem.
Yeah, so guys, we know we all go to the same high school. We have baseball workouts and like lacrosse workouts, but we all already know that like it's not for baseball, it's for wiffle ball. You get bigger and stronger. So we know going into these workouts, like what we have to do to improve, like the lats,
the hand motions.
Just
what you need to get better on.
Yeah, I was really working on my grips last one.
Yeah. We just do like certain workouts and the thing. Like I asked Drew, I'm like, is this good for baseball? He's like, yeah. So I'm like, all right, so it does this translate to wiffle ball? He just gives me some pointers how to make it better because he used to be a top 5 player in the world. So it just makes it better, and it just helps us all out. So we already know the main focus on that. But other than the workouts, Backyard Bombers, after coming off the World Series, what have you been doing in the offseason?
A lot of mental training as well. We've been watching film every single day, making sure we know what we're going up against with the other coaches because they're very talented teams, and just trying to stay ready.
I mean, going off of that, I think it's all about what you do when no one's watching.
Yeah.
It's the dedication that really makes you the player to become one of the World Series. I know you don't know yet, Straw, but you'll get there one day. Yeah. But, like, it's what you do at, like, 9 o'clock. You throw in pens at 9 o'clock. You got to.
Yeah, I know. Just piggybacking off to you, I just think it's totally mental, the offseason, because, like, you know what you did wrong. Like, the day I came home from after the World Series, because we played it all in one day, by the way, I went inside of my room. I'm just thinking to myself, I was pissed. Like, I'm just thinking, like,
I'm sure f***ing hope so. You choked two games.
Shut the f*** up.
You shed a few tears?
No. I came home after the World Series, and I was, like, I was mad. I went upstairs to my room. I was just sitting on my bed just, like, scrolling through Instagram. And like, I was mad because, like, we had it. Like, this was my year, you know? But, like, it's fine.
I think the main thing, you just got to focus. Like, every game is a World Series game.
I just think the offseason is totally mental because, like, I was mentally pissed, but, like, I got to bring that back. Like, I'm fine now, but, like, when it happened, I was so pissed. But, like, now we just got to look forward to the next the draft upcoming season. I know who I'm taking first.
I want to say one thing about mental.
Yeah.
There's not much you can do in the offseason for football. You can throw pens. You can do all that.
Yeah, but it's, like, cold out, too.
But it's, like, all mental with, like, when you got talkers like Pooks, who just don't, their only game is getting people's head. I'm just saying that when you have talkers, it really gets in your head in the third inning. When you can have like a 5-run lead, but in wiffle, that's like a one run game in baseball.
Yeah. Tony, just want
I would like to bounce back. I say like you just gotta use that fuel to like really push you to the next limit really, but I mean, I feel like you try and do that every year, it just doesn't really work. So how are you gonna change that and use that to win the World Series?
Yeah, what's the Dingers motto, what's their motto?
So, yeah, no, yeah, I totally agree with your fueling the motivation, but, like, personally, I think I did all I could in the World Series. I had one bad game, maybe, one walk-off home run.
You
really
can't have those bad games in the World Series if you want to be a champion.
Yeah.
I'd like to move along. This year, we're having three players per team. Anybody's thoughts on, do you think that will really change the game?
No, I don't think it will. Actually, I think it could. Because everyone has these, like, little tappers down the first base line that are hits, and I don't think those are going to be hits.
And I think it kind of eliminates Straw's lefty leadoff a little.
I think it does.
No, I think I'm still going to use it because...
He can still use it, but I'm just saying that, like, it won't be as effective if...
Oh, yeah, because I just pull, like, tappers. Or I can push.
Yeah.
Like, wherever the fielder went, I just went the other way. So, like, now it's going to be a little harder for that. So I might just focus on riding a little
more. I think shifts are going to be very important this year. When we face, a slower pitcher...
Like, Alex... When Alex is batting righty, I might have someone close at third in case he, like, hits on the top of the ball and then someone playing shortstop.
See, like, a pitcher like Cameron Snake or Tani... Like, that's a slower pitcher. You might as well just shift. Like,
not two even, guys at the fence, yeah.
Yeah. Or no, even just, like, if it's a pull hitter, you just, you, if you, you've watched the film, you know who this guy is.
Yeah.
You shift that way. You just don't, you can, it's a lot more strategic with two more players.
Me and my draft picks have really been talking about, like, the strategy to setting up the field and all of that this offseason.
So, yeah, Tawny, with... You know, obviously, at a World Series team, probably one of the best, most dominant teams we've ever seen.
No.
Yeah.
That's the most dominant team we've ever seen.
Are you
serious?
Tony,
you think that's the most dominant team you've ever seen? Are you kidding me?
The most dominant team lost to me and Goldie.
Yeah.
No, I know, but that was...
That's why you in the World Series. He's a slider back then.
Most dominant team is probably me and Snake.
I think that's the World Series. Who's the most dominant team?
We swept you
and Cam. You and Cam.
No, me and Snake.
You and Snake. No, you didn't swept us. I think we won one.
You guys only won that year because...
Cam, stop trying.
Every other team is so
bad. That's true. It doesn't matter.
The most dominant team was, like, me and Goldie, like, 2017.
How?
No, 2019, you and Goldie was ridiculous. You guys, lost two games, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. But this is one of the most, second most dominant team we've seen ever. And, maybe even third.
I just feel like, you know, COVID really got to my head this year, and I was, like, playing with a guy that had only one eye, so... You know, it really helped my team back. I knew we weren't going to win it this year. They're a better team.
Pook's teammate will be on next week's episode of Convos with Compa, by the way. So we can talk about his eye situation with their team. But go in depth more, yeah?
Yeah, so really just, I think that really held us back. I knew we weren't going to win a World Series this year. You know, we won like last year.
Was this more of like a mental, personal build-up year?
This year is just about getting stronger, getting more whiffs in, you know, getting more practice in and just building up.
I think that's a good point. I think Tawny took advantage of this... this pandemic, because with him and him being at home with his teammate, basically.
And they have a whole field in their backyard.
Practice. Like,
yeah,
I
they're
think
brothers.
Took advantage of this global pandemic just to practice. And,
which could bring up another point. We could have a second field for the 2021 season. Tawny, your thoughts on that since it is your house?
Yeah, the field's it's definitely nice. A little bit of a different environment. The fences are a little bit different. But it's a great field. And great potential content we could fill in there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, so just going back to the World Series, you know, I was producing when my teammate wasn't, and my teammate was producing when I wasn't, and I think that's the problem. Like, if we all had, like, decent games the whole way, we would have been fine, but we all had either one good game or one bad game.
You guys never had really...
Sorry.
You guys weren't connecting. You didn't have that,
chemistry.
Yeah, you had the chemistry. The chemistry was there.
Yeah, but I've played with him for four seasons now.
I feel like it doesn't really matter.
I think winning championships builds chemistry, because then you believe in your teammate to take you to the promised land.
Yeah, no, I totally see that. But when I dive into the numbers, like, it definitely was an on and off thing between us. And
because you'd have a good game, he'd have a bad game. He'd have a good game.
That's exactly what I said 10 seconds ago, and I just really think that was the problem. I think if we all just had maybe... Because, like, there's some games where I'm going 5 for 5, he's going 0 for 5 with 2 Ks. And then there's some games where he's going 5 for 5, I'm going 0 for 5 with 3 Ks. But if we all went... If we both went, like, 3 for 5 every game, we would have won the World Series. We would have won the World Series.
No. Wiffle ball is just, like, it's...
It's about working with your teammate.
Bunch of walks, right?
Yeah.
You get those walks, like, and then that one big hit, really... Yeah. It really just
opens the floodgates. Like, you see that in MLW, too. Like, who cares if you have 3 walks in an inning? Whoever barrels one up, if you get one to hit, you put it out. That's the game.
Yeah, that's a key part of the game. The strikeouts. That's one thing that we got to work on.
That's
this
big
year.
Hit in the zone.
Yeah, yeah. Especially
hit in the zone, wins the games.
Yeah, and Tawny, during the regular season, we saw you strike out. Probably one of the most strikeouts we've ever seen in a season.
Yeah, but also one of the most home runs per game. Also.
No, Tawny, you you're like a Joey Gallo of wiffle ball, right?
I feel that.
You strike out a ton, but then you'll have one or two home
runs.
Can't really win the World Series. Except he actually won it. I don't know where you're going.
Tony, just dive into like how you've been working on becoming a contact hitter more.
Yeah, working off the tee has definitely helped us. Trying to barrel the ball up more. And the power is still there. There's no problem
with the ball. And you give you some soft toss?
Yeah, we've been working live at bats every day, trying to make sure we've seen live pitching and feeling good.
Your and your brother's chemistry was insane. Mm-hmm. You guys easily had that World Series. I think we kind of all knew like there was a high chance you guys would pull it out. You had Andrew on your team. You guys were a good mix, but then you losing Andrew this year, like, are you still going to be working with him on and off the field, even though he's not on your team this year? Or are you going to leave him in the dust and make him screw up?
Yeah, that actually built off me and Tawny's deal, where I'm paying Tawny $20 a day just to get Andrew in the facilities working with his guys.
Right.
Yeah, we got him working with
even though he's going to be...
I think he can take advantage of that, actually. Where he
even
can,
though he's going to be a sons of pitches, you're going to let him into the backyard Bombers facility?
He can
facility?
Take advantage of that, because he can work with him.
Yeah. You can make money off that, right?
And we're also going to see him live pitching. And I think we...
Exactly.
If I share that scouting report with my future team, I think we'll have a really good chance of hitting.
Oh, so are you looking to tank this year to get Andrew next year?
I don't want to say officially, but this is not our year, based on the picks that I've been seeing.
You traded picks to get better picks, and then you say you're tanking.
Nobody in the draft is good.
Bro, you give me your first round pick next year, dude. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
You'll have the first round pick next year, my guy.
Sure. No, he does. Wow. He has it, but it's going to be like...
Two to four
is where he gets it. So if he gets worst team and I win the World Series, I get picks 1 and 4 next year.
So it's
1 and 5.
Better,
1 and 5.
It's better if I play out this year.
Yeah, you got to try to win the World Series this year. And no, well, you always play
to win the World Series.
I don't think that the Sons of Pitchers will win, and I, because of their last pick, whoever that will be. I think
we'll hold the team down. Well, you don't have to play.
I think we got to make a rule, like, off thing. But, like, the last player does not have to get max at-bats. Like,
no, he doesn't even have to play. You don't have to play. You can play with two, but if you want to play with
one
three.
One at-bat and at least one out in the field.
And one inning in the field.
One inning in the field. One at-bat, that's it. That's all you have to play. And then you can just pull him up.
I think the winners of the World Series will be the Compa Cougars, because they have the 4th and the 5th picks, and after that it really drops off into a new world.
No, but, like, what are the numbers? What are the numbers? Out of 18 games, where do you see people?
I think that the Compa Cougars will be 13-5, and like around there, and I think, or like 14-4, and then I think the Sons of Pitchers will come in second, Dominic Singers in third, and Compa and a Backyard Bombers far and last.
I can see that. Sam, what about you?
I think I agree with that power ranking right there. I believe that the picks I have, I think we won't have it won't the depth chart. It won't be like good, bad.
It's gonna be good, decent. I see that.
And see, that's just a well-rounded team. That's
so where are your numbers
so
on the race?
I think it's gonna be Cougars.
Where are the numbers like on the regular season?
Cougars. I agree with 13-5. I would give us like between 12-6 and 14-4.
For who?
Cougars. Between 12, that.
12
between,
and 6, like, 14 to 4. Like, that's a pretty that. Bad year. Actually, that's pretty
no,
good
I
year.
Think, I think
that's
that
a good year. Good year.
If we're actually inputting those rules, I think the Suns will pitch easily out of it.
Yeah.
It's between those three, 12 and 6, 13 and 5, or 14 and 4. Those are the records the Cougars will have. I think the Pigeons will come in second with regular season.
10 and 8,
second.
Probably.
Like 10 and 8. I'll give them like 11 and 5.
Do you see us at 9-9, I guess?
I think it could be like 9-9, maybe 10-8. I think the number
two... Do you really think the Backyard Bombers going to fall that much?
I know. I think it's going to be a tight...
Like two games.
No.
I can see that.
I personally think the regular season is not going to be good for us, but I think we're going to pull through in the postseason.
I think that's cap.
No, I feel like we're going to pull through.
I think they'll be like 7-11.
As cap.
Not 7-11. I don't really
see...
7-11? You're giving them that much?
I could see an 8-10.
Oh, wait. I had that at 7-11. I can see 7-11.
I can see 4-14.
I think if Pooks doesn't want to play his third player.
No,
think,
we'll talk about this off the pod.
I'm just saying, if he doesn't want to play that third player, that kind of puts him at a disadvantage with the other teams. Because
he doesn't have the fielder.
Yeah. But Pooks has a top two glove in the league.
But the glove doesn't cover the whole field.
That's true. I'd rather have two decent players than one really good, because you can still maybe make a play on the right side, whether you're not going to make the play on the right side with one person. predictions. Season predictions. So we're going to play 18 games. Each team plays 18 games. It's two series per against each team.
I personally think the Suns and Pistons are going to take it this year. With the talent that they had last year and just the addition of a way better player this year.
I think it's going to be. I'm going to have the Suns and Pistons at 15-3. The Dominant Dingers at 12-6. The Compo Cougars at 11-7. And I'm going to have the Backyard Bombers at, I think, 6-12. All right, where are yours?
Yeah, I tend to agree with the general crowd. I think some of the pitchers are going to take it this year.
What are your numbers on them, like, out of 18?
I have to go with a 14-4 type record, somewhere around there.
Like how we were? You think it's going to become the new Dominant Dingers?
I think that the Compo Cougars will choke in the postseason. World.
Yeah. No, because if you really think about it, are we still doing the wild card this year? I think we are, right?
No, we can.
Yeah, we are. Wild card game. Four teams. It's been, was four teams last year.
Two plays four, two plays three.
No. We like the wild card game because that's more fun.
Yeah. Wait, no. What did we do last year?
We did wild card game and then a championship series.
Four plays three.
I don't like that, though, because then the number one seed goes straight to the championship.
But they lost.
No, but that's fine. That's fine.
One and four, two and three.
Dude, because I think with this new draft,
I feel like the teams are going to be so balanced.
That's what I'm saying. The teams are going to be balanced, so it doesn't matter if you're the one seed. No, but the biggest difference in a playoff like that is getting the two seed from the three seed. Because from the three seed, you only have five innings. But from the two seed to the three seed, like, five games are five innings. That's what you get.
I just think we just do a
1-4, 2-3.
Yeah. Because
should we do that this year?
Because if it's going to be that balanced. Who's
going to be the first seed, so that's why.
No, because I don't really think
why
so.
Should the number one seed go straight to the championship?
Dude, if you think about it, if we did that this year, it would have been us versus Tawny first round. It would have been the World Series in the first round. Like, that, you can't do that. What are your numbers on the season?
Yeah, I tend to agree. Like, a 13-5, 14-4 for the top seed as it pitches. I don't know. Still tough. I don't think it's gonna be that far off. Like you said,
I agree with you.
Wait, what are your numbers on the? Who's second?
I think the Suns and Pitchers are. Or no.
No, the Cougars.
Yeah, Cougars are gonna.
What are their numbers?
I'd say like 11-7.
And then what are my numbers?
Somewhere around there. I feel like you're gonna.
You're with the Cougars. Yeah. I think it's gonna be us two racing for the two seed.
I think it's gonna be us, our three teams.
Racing for the one seed?
Yeah. I feel like you're.
And then Tawny's gonna be there.
I'm saying this right now, Suns of Pitchers manager. Backyard Bombers are winning max three games.
Yep.
I think you're wrong.
Let's make some bold predictions.
The Combo Cougars will be the four seed. That's my bold prediction.
Yeah, I see that. That could be.
That could be something.
We're gonna take the two seed. For some reason.
That's way too bold.